Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The World Chess Championship is heading to overtime. Norway's Magnus Carlsen and Fabiano Caruana of the U.S. remain deadlocked after 2 weeks of play. The Grandmasters meet tomorrow in London for a series of tie-breaking games. Judit Polgár is a Hungarian chess grandmaster considered the best female chess player of all time. She is an official commentator for the match, and she joins us from London. Hi, Judit.
Hi. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about the American. This would be the first American to win since Bobby Fischer in 1972. We're talking about Fabiano Caruana. He's from Brooklyn. He's 26, and he's been a grandmaster since he was 14. How do you get so good at chess at such a young age?
Well, actually, when in 91, quite a few decades ago, I was 15 and 4 months when I broke Bobby Fischer's record myself. But Fabiano was even younger to reach this title. And, it happens that he also started to play chess at a very young age, and he was focused on that. I think he was also getting out of school at the early age, so he was homeschooled also. And he was focusing on it so much, and he was talented. He has all the great character traits for being a competitor, an athlete, a sportsman. And because he was very good, he could reach this level already at that age.
And he'll be playing Magnus Carlsen, who's 27, the current world chess champion, title he's held since 2013. Some people thought that he lost his nerve yesterday in a game that he should have won. Do you think that that's the case? How does that happen?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's struggling with his fighting spirit and himself. As he said it also a few days ago in a press conference, who does he admire from the older players, who is the role model for him? And then he answered that, me, myself, of 3-4 years ago when I was 23, 24. And he knows it, that he's not the old Magnus who was having the appetite to win by any means. And we could see that in game 10, after that game, it was a very exciting game, and everybody thought it's going to be a decisive game, but at the end it was also a draw. After that, he said that, first of all, he wants to get back his energy after the 3 days, so you could see that he's getting tired. But also, I think he lost the appetite of winning. Even the thought to think about it, that I might be losing the crown, I might lose my position being number one, he has to deal with such a special, unusual feelings within himself that he cannot handle it.
Okay, I want to ask you one more question, Judit Polgár, which is, when you start a chess match and you've got the board just set up as it is at the beginning, what is the first move that you always make? Or do you always make the same first move?
I did. I was competing for more than 3 decades in my career, and I always played 1e4, front of the king. And actually, that is the move which was played all the time in this match, all the 6 games by Fabiano Caruana as well.
Hmm. All right. Maybe we'll all become better chess players now, thanks to that. Judit Polgár, the Hungarian chess grandmaster, also official commentator for the World Chess Championship, a big match tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.